Shalom. Hello, this is Shelley Brim Oaks coming to you from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And I'm sitting here in front of this big microphone where Mother has allowed me to come and share with you a little bit about keys to maintaining success in times of stress. And our Bible verse for this week is found in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 10. And it says this, "For he that will love life," how many love life? I don't know about you, but I know that I love life. You live here in the Ozarks and you get to see these beautiful mountains and streams and squirrels and deer. And yeah, I just love to wake up in the morning out here and love life. And the Bible is specific with verse 10 when it says, "For he that will love life," and I know you do too, "and see good days." Oh, thank God for heaven, but we don't have to wait till we die and go to heaven to see good days. We can see them right now. And the key, the recipe, is found in the following phrase. Let him who? Him that will love life. Him that wants to see good days. Let him refrain. Oh, to be a lover and an enjoyer of heaven on earth, you must be a refrainer. I must be a refrainer. What am I refraining from? I'm refraining my tongue from evil and my lips that they speak no guile. Wow, how simple is that? And yet, what a challenge. I'm reminded of 1 Corinthians chapter 10. And it says, well, let's just turn there. You've got your Bible with you. And it says in verse number 31, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do," now that would include speech, "whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God." Again, our title of these lessons is Keys to Maintaining Success in Times of Stress. And the mouth has everything to do with it. Our words, what we speak. We're reminded of how the Lord even gave us the book of Genesis in the beginning, where he would speak and things were created. And then he has given his man, Adam, on the sixth day, the power to speak, the ability to be a speaking spirit and to create. And so also today, you and I have been made as Christians in the image of God, for we have accepted Jesus Christ as our Lord, and we are born again, new creation in Christ Jesus. And we have been given the opportunity and privilege by the Lord to speak. The Bible says that if any man speak in a new tongue, his spirit speaketh. And then even Jesus spoke of in Matthew's gospel that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believeth those things which he, that's right, which he saith, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, and ye shall have them. So we're talking about the ability to speak, refraining our mouth from evil, so that we may see good days. I remember I mentioned it yesterday about the day before I got married, and I asked the Lord to teach me how to have heaven in the home. And the first thing he began to share with me was this verse about refraining my tongue from evil. And evil doesn't necessarily mean cussing. Evil includes doubt and unbelief. Why? Because the Bible in Numbers talks about when the children of Israel were promised by the Lord to go into their inheritance, the land of Canaan, and yet they brought back an evil report because they saw the giants and they believed what they saw was greater than the promise of God that said, go and possess the land. So you and I have been given exceeding great and precious promises about who Christ is in us and how we are in Him. Greater is He who's in us than He that's in the world. If God be for us, who can be against us? And with these promises, we have an opportunity to enjoy good days on earth. Now, I remember, if you have your Bibles, turn to, we'll begin with Philippians chapter 1. And again, I remember the night before I got married, and my Bible came to this scripture. It's a prayer inspired by the Holy Ghost through the hand of Paul. And he says this in verse number 3. Oh, we'll start with verse 2 because it's so good. Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine for you all, making requests with joy for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Now, verse 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. And so I remember praying this prayer as a 21-year-old bride, and the word became life to me when I read this, that your love may abound yet more and more. A key to living and maintaining success in times of stress is that your love may abound. The love of God that's shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost abound and grow more and more. Well, what about this love of God? Well, and I have before me 1 Corinthians 13, and it says that the love of God bears all things, believes all things. There's nothing that love cannot face. There's no limit to its endurance. Oh, praise God for the love of God that believes in the face of adverse circumstances, that says no, nevertheless, according to the word of God, the promise is Christ has redeemed me from the curse of the law. According to the word of God, I have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness and into the kingdom of the Son of His love, the Lord Jesus Christ. I've been redeemed from sickness and poverty. I've been redeemed from anything that Satan and his cohorts would try to put on me. According to the word of God, it is thus and so. And the love of God that abounds in me believes all things, hopes all things, and rejoices in the truth. And so this prayer that became alive to me, and I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, show me how to love my husband. I love him on my wedding day, but this, apparently it's not enough just on my wedding day. It's got to be where the rubber meets the road. Feeding on the Word of God, on the love of God, feeding on, and in the Amplified Version where it says, love takes no account of a suffered wrong, pays no attention. Feeding on these scriptures that love of God in me can erase all my accounting ledgers of people who have made, maybe they've spoken a word against me or misunderstood me, and just allowing the blood of Jesus and the power of forgiveness to eradicate all that accounting ledger in my heart so that I can see good days, that I can refrain my tongue from evil of speaking against them or gossiping or trying to retaliate, but I can say, Lord, here is my tongue, here is my life, here is my opportunity to have the days of heaven on earth. And so it begins with the mouth. And I was reading yesterday from a book called A Lesson a Day by a rabbi, Hofez Ham, and he said, it's actually a simple principle. If one removes negativity, gossip, slander from one's vocabulary, one automatically and dramatically improves one's own life and the lives of everyone in one's environment. I don't know about you, but it's nice when you come home from work and you have an environment, a home, where there's heaven on earth, but it begins with words. Just like God created the world with words, so we create, because we're made in God's image, our world with words. The Bible says you have whatsoever you sayeth. So I began that day to speak about, I want to have heaven in my home. I want, when my husband comes home from work, that there are words of peace and love and joy spoken here. And of course, we didn't hit the mark or make 100% of the time, but we strive for it. And when we did miss it, we were quick to repent and ask the Lord to forgive us. And as a result, 27 years later, we can look back and say we did have heaven in our home. In times of stress, we maintained success. And so tomorrow we will continue our teaching on this subject. And in the meantime, I would like to offer our radio offer this week is my two-tape series on, I believe it's a two-tape series, yes, CD series on Eat, Drink, and Be Merry by Shelley Brim Oaks. And you can get it by writing Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can call our ministry at our 1-800 number. That is 1-800-972-3447. Or you can log on by typing in Billy Brim, that's B-I-L-L-Y-E-B-R-I-M .org. Until tomorrow, this is Shelley Brim Oaks wishing you shalom and have the days of heaven on earth. God bless you.